Psalm 53, to the choir master, according to Mahalat, a maskil of David. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good." God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? There they are in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. Some people are given Nobel Prizes. Others are jailed for life. If there is one thing that seems clear in society today, it is that there is a sharp divide between good people and bad people. And at one level, this is of course true. Some follow the law, others do not. Some respect civil authority, others flout it and are incarcerated accordingly. But the Bible provides a deeper diagnosis of the human condition. Due to God's common grace, many people around the world live basically upright lives as far as civil laws are concerned, yet Scripture teaches that beneath external conformity to civil law lies a deep, dark sickness that has infected every human being. The Bible calls this sickness sin, and the Bible teaches that sin manifests itself in an almost infinite diversity of ways. This psalm drives home this sobering diagnosis of universal human sinfulness. There is none who does good, not even one. We cannot finally divide the world into good and bad. As the Russian writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn put it, the line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being. Do you know this about yourself? Do you feel your deep wickedness, the way your heart naturally curves toward itself? Do you see yourself in Psalm 53, or only your neighbors, enemies, and others? If you feel yourself to be under the indictment of this psalm, this is all that is needed to receive the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. To the degree that you know your sin, to that degree, you may enjoy amazing grace.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.